absolute a voice in praise. It's you that I see. It's you that I see. Sing it out, say.
Beloved, you are about to listen to a message from Reverend Prince Lai. Reverend Prince Lai is the head pastor of Rescue World Chapel International and the lead evangelist of Christ the Healer Gospel Campaign. He has a dynamic teaching and healing ministry with miracles, signs and wonders that has affected and transformed many lives. And now, the voice of rescue.
So, I told you last week that every Wednesday till we are done, we'll be praying and looking at the subject, the spirit of Caleb. Amen. We said that out of the over 2 billion people, out of the over 2 billion people who left, or 2 million people who left Egypt, only 2 of them inherited the promise. They received from God, what God promised them. Only 2. But I pray for everyone here that whatever the Lord has promised you, your hands will handle them. Amen. Your feet will walk on those paths. That you will not only be the part of those who heard about Canaan but never walked there. You will not be part of just those who heard about a land that flows with milk and honey, but never saw it. But you will be a part of those few who inherit. We have prayed these 40 days. We have fasted. We have given. We have done several things. But my prayer is that we will be a part of those that are going to see the promises of divine help. Can I hear an amen? Oh, can I hear an amen? So, Bible says that for Caleb and Joshua, they had a different spirit. Na omuo honhom foforo, omuo suban foforo. That is why they were able to enter into the land of Canaan. And the others, because they had a wrong spirit, which is a wrong character, they were unable to enter into that land. Amen. Oh, amen. So that means that what can deny us access to the promises of God is largely character or the spirit we have. What can deny us? Adiaba kwa ibeti mi adinai ye ema yensan kanyan kupon boshe ewa tsasifo yasa asisoi eye supai a yewo anase huhuma ye danedi because nife biya no usupai enam huhuma uwo se wakuma nya is because you have a spirit of quick temper, anger. Are you following me? May you have the right spirit. Tell somebody by you, may you cultivate the right attitude. Cultivate the right attitude. Say the baya nyankupon bosha washeno. Ebebemuka. Amen. Kacheno tiu jese nyami bosha fa hun ebebem. So we said number one, spirit or behavior of Caleb is the spirit of what? Faithfulness. Everybody say faithfulness. Say na oyobia oye faithful. Odi nyankupon okre other spies, 12 spies, 10 of them were unfaithful. Only Joshua and Caleb were faithful. They were faithful to God because they believed in the word of God concerning the land, not the giants they saw. And they were faithful to Moses. That the others were all now rebelling against Moses. Now others know on what sorry to Moses. Say, Yanko, Yanko, Yesinko von Mekuye, Yanko, but Joshua ni Caleb, Ebitina Moses said no kuma Moses. And Nuntina Nami say Mumu me and Upena Mobeko Canaan. You are the only 2 who go to Canaan because of their faithfulness. So your faithfulness can secure a place for you in God's blessings. Amen. Unu kwa widie, se de udinya menu kre. Say they would did nipa that se ni susu no kres e jumemu o se e fio wherever. A sorry mono say they would di suffer no kre se nipa that se ni udi no kre udi nyame no kre se di nipa that se ni anu suffer na e juma away we nipa oni ni e juma say they would di nipa no kre no can secure you a place at the top. God rewards faithfulness. Tell somebody God rewards faithfulness. And you have to be faithful to yourself, your plans. You are not faithful to yourself. You have said that to Afi, may your savings. Up to now, zero. Ogusu, my excuse. Say faithfulness to self. You have written that, I asked for this year, you are going back to school. What are you doing about it? Written that, asked for this year, what are you doing about it? Ask for this year, see, you are not faithful to yourself. We have spoken about all that. Number two, spirit of Caleb is the spirit of possibility. The spirit of possibilities. Number two, the spirit of possibility. The spirit of possibilities. Now, Caleb and Joshua had another spirit that qualified them for Canaan. Even though the promise came to everybody, Joshua and Caleb had the spirit of possibility. That is why what God spoke to them about became possible. If what God speaks to you about will become possible, then you must have a possibility spirit. Are you getting what I'm saying? If God promises a man and that promise will happen, that man must also have a spirit called possibility. You must have a possibility mentality. A possibility spirit. Chese, huma ekase adi ni na beye ye. Huma eji adidi like a believer that the thing will work. That is a possibility spirit. Not the attitude that you don't believe anything will work. You have prayed, you have fasted, God's word has come to you, and yet you think the thing is not possible. You don't believe it is possible. You don't believe that God can bless you. You don't believe that you can go to school. You don't believe that marriage will happen, life and college. You don't believe that God can solve that problem. You don't believe that God can open a door. Once you have problem with possibility mentality, you cannot actualize any promise that God has for you. You cannot. It's as simple as that. Tell somebody seated by you, think positive. Oh, you are not saying it. Tell the person, think positive. Think positive about everything. Don't be a negativistic person. Be a positivistic person. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Don't be a negativistic person. That negative. Negativity. We don't discuss anything with you. Anytime we start discussing with you, the problem there. So anytime we share plans with you, you bring the problem out. That is a convoyable. Like always you are thinking negative. Somebody has proposed to you, he's come to marry you, say, your mind. Tell somebody it is possible. If only you can think so, it is possible. If you can think that what God has told you He will do in this year, even though we are in August, is possible, then it will be possible. So prophesy to three people around you, it is possible. It is possible. It is possible. Ask him, do you believe it? Or you are just saying it? I don't know what you are dealing with. I can't mention everybody's issue. But I am saying that whatever is in your mind as I'm talking right now, that you think that is an impossibility, you have made it an impossibility, for with God, all things are. And that was Caleb. Numbers chapter 23, verse 13. Go to 13 instead. Go to 13, verse 30. Bible says that, and when the people were saying all the negative things, 13, verse 30. When the people were saying all the negative things, that, hey, we cannot go. Go to 13, 30. When they were saying all the negative things that, hey, the land is filled with giants. When we go there, they will kill us. We cannot go to this Canaan. Let us go back to Egypt. We will die. Oh, as they were complaining and talking negative, Bible says that, and Caleb quieted the people. Everybody keep quiet. Everybody stop talking negative. Quieted the people before Moses and said, let us go up at once and take possession, for we are well able. Let us go at once. And others are saying that we will die when we go. We are like grasshoppers. Yet this guy was thinking what? Possibility. Was thinking what? Possibility. That it is possible. It is possible. We can conquer. Even though they are giants. It's not like there were no giants there. There were giants there. But he believed that if God has said it, he will do it. That is what we call faith. If God has said it, it's not like there are no giants there. It is true. Not giants. I will clone so. Not Jericho, no giant in the. But he decided to believe, say, it is possible. Say, Nyamia can quantia. Nyamia can obey the denara. Obey. Positivity mentality. Amen. That is why one black man rose up one day and said that, yes, I can. And he has changed the history of America. That for the first time, a black man became president. Amen. Change the history of America. No black man ever went into the White House. But for the first time in history, a black man in the White House. It was not allowed. But he said it is possible. Listen, that marriage you are praying about, it is possible. That business you are talking about, it is possible. That traveling opportunity, it is possible. Whatever you are thinking, solution for that problem, it is possible. There is nothing impossible. Bible says with God, he's all powerful God, and he's on your side. So there is nothing impossible with God. There's nothing impossible. Unless God has not said it. Unless it is not for you, I always tell people, unless it is not yours, nobody can take it. Unless it is not mine, you can't touch it. The devil cannot stop me from receiving a blessing unless it is not mine. I cannot be rejected in an interview unless I don't belong there. Are you hearing what I'm saying at all? You see, think possible and you have possibility realities. If you have possibility mentality, you will have possibility realities. Without the possibility mentality, possibility reality will be far from you. See that everything is working negative because as he thinketh, Proverbs 23, as a man thinks in his heart, tell somebody, as a man thinks in his heart. Oh, you are not saying it. Tell him, as a man thinks in his heart. Proverbs 23, verse 7. For as he thinks in his heart, so is. Will he be different? Will he be different? Will she be different? As she's thinking in her heart, so will she become. So is he means that he becomes it. So you think you will fail. You will fail. You will fail. Or you are going to fail. That is why, I always tell people, that is why the devil works with dreams. That's why. God speaks in dreams, but the devil also speaks in dreams. So when the devil wants to kill a man, he first gives him a dream. Pam! The man is dead. Starts seeing coffins. Then he starts being afraid. And he can't go anywhere. Hey, Mr. Udaini, me woo. Mr. Udaini, you see me. Or somebody will come and tell you, hey, Mr. Udaini, me woo. Someone come and tell you, Mr. Udaini, say, and now you walk about, you see me woo. Then you start thinking, death, 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 death. What is the devil doing? He's preparing you for possibility of death. But from today, believe in God more than you believe in the devil. Clap your two hands for the Lord. Believe in God. That's what I mean. I don't work with negative. When I see a negative dream, I deal with it with prayer. It is not me. It cannot happen to me. And I drop it away. Don't fill your mind with it. And you are walking about and you are scared. And you are scared. For us, he thinks. You are going to write things. You are going for an interview already. That I've been going, sir. Wake up, Mikui. You're already thinking that you will not be given. You're already thinking that, this work, they say they like black people, me, I'm white. Oh, this work, they say they like Chingelenge people, me, I'm fat. Or this work, they said they like people who can speak English. Me, I cannot. Or this work, they said they like people who are this. Already, you have not gone home. But because of the information you have heard, you believe in the information. Like these people, they heard from the 10 spies that the land is loaded with giants who will finish them. And they believed it. They started crying. They said, we are not going anywhere. We are going back to Egypt. Abu says that, and Caleb told them, we are well able. For whatever you are dreaming about, any good thing you are dreaming about, you are able. You are able. You are able. Have the spirit of Caleb. You are able. Have the spirit of Caleb and tell yourself, I'm able. I'm able to become that professional. I'm able to be to enter into that career. I'm able to become that CEO. I'm able to do that business. I'm able to succeed. I'm able to fly out of the country. I'm able to do this. I'm able to do that. I'm able. Say, I am able. We are well able. We are well able. Clap your two hands for the Lord. We are well able.
Now I'm shemibo. Obedini bo. Jesu. Yesu o ya fe. Owo ya fe yo na. Wa sheyembo.
Do you know how to sing that song?
Obedini.
Let's sing that part again.
Yesu woya fe yo, Yesu woya fe, oh woya fe yo na wa share mbo.
2024. It doesn't matter what we are contending with.
Obedini bo, Yesu oyo di mafo, oh no no pedia maye. Kadabahas, oh yo kama fo, eh no no be kama ye, oine Yesu woya fe, rescue for ni nanto se na washe yembo, eh obedi nebo se.
See, I am well able to go to school. I'm well able. Well able, unless that is not your vision. I'm well able to marry. I'm well able to build my own house. I am well able to do this work of the ministry. I am well able. The church is able to grow. The church can sit 1,000. It's possible. The choir can grow. It's possible. The access units can grow. It's possible. The adult group can grow. It's possible. Your shop can increase. It is possible. It's possible. It's possible. It's as possible as you think. I hear what I'm saying. I said what? It is as possible as you can think. Write it down. It's as possible as you can think. If you cannot think it, it's not possible. I said, so bet you imagine in Kwan, you bet you imagine. So bet you imagine in America, you bet you imagine. God told Abraham, lift up your eyes as far as you can see. See, you have not seen yourself in your husband's house. That's why you are not going. You have not seen yourself there. If you start seeing yourself there, that is possible. No matter the economic whatever, it will be possible. It is as possible as you can think it. I don't know about you. Are you listening? Are you listening? Otherwise, you will be praying, but you will not see the move of God. Because as he thinketh in his heart, not as he prayeth. You can be praying one thing and be thinking another thing. That is like cooking and adding poison. It's like you are cooking a delicious meal and you are seriously adding DDT to it. So you'll be eating and dying slowly and you don't understand. But you are cooking it with poison. You are praying. And when you leave this place, you are thinking evil will happen. So once you are thinking evil will happen, you are going to be ushered into the realm of evil. You're going to be ushered because you were thinking. Don't allow. Listen, Kenneth Hagin said something, and I'll tell you. You cannot stop the bird from flying on top of your head, but you can stop the bird from making a nest. In your head or on your head. True or not true? Can you catch all the birds that are flying over you
You know that thousands of birds fly over you every day. Just that they are so far, you can't catch them. But you see, they can't make a nest on your head. That one, you decide. When they try you, hit them up. So there are many negative ideas that may pass through you. The devil is a master of sending. They are called fiery darts. That's what the Bible says, that we have to use faith to block. I will say the GD a blocking. So when that evil thing comes into your head, you just say it is written. You just use the faith to block it. Now so your accident here, say, I cannot die. I will live and declare the word. You have blocked it. Say that we are sure so be worry. We want to come and worry. Oh sister one worry. The moment he tells you that, it's a negative thought that the devil has fired into your head. You must respond. The Bible says it is not good for man to be alone. I will make him a helpmate suitable. Say, I have a helper. I have a partner. I cannot be single. Then you quote the second scripture. You say that for it is written that none shall lack their mate. So, obey anyone who obey lack any partner. And all these are in the scripture. These are in the scripture. And that's how to fight the spiritual. That's how to sponsor the spirit of pessimistic mentality.
Elena, you're laughing. I'm worrying you with big words. But you're a teacher, so you know what I'm saying. Amen. Clap your two hands for them.
Can you think it now? Can you think it now? Can you think that good thing? Start thinking it. Start thinking that good thing. Start thinking it. Start thinking yourself, living in that house, driving that car, doing that job. Start thinking it. You just think it. One of these days, you wake up and you are living your dreams. It may not be today. It may not be tomorrow. But one of these days, you will wake up and your husband is just like, you just turn yourself and your body hit a man. Then you remember that, hey, son, I'm worried. It will shock you.
It will just shock you. Shock you that I slept last night single. I just woke up today. I'm married. Wow. You will be shocked. Because you have been thinking it. You have been thinking it. Many years ago, over 10 to 15 years, as I'm learning, if you take my school books, you will see, as I'm learning, I'm drawing church building. I'm drawing church. I'm drawing, then I'll draw a head with skeleton. I'll say, these are the human beings. Then I'll be drawing crusade. I'll draw the puppet. Then I'll draw myself zero with skeleton. Then I'll say, I'll stand here. I'm preaching here. Then today, I'm standing in front of physical human beings. But those days, skeletal human beings, they were the drawings. God, as I'm learning science and math, so I'm learning. But as I am learning geography, my mind is on church. It is possible. Today, look at me. I'm not doing geography. I'm not doing science. I am doing church. Because that is what I was thinking about.
All things being equal, a man's life gravitates towards the direction of his thoughts. All things being equal. Just say, oh, Jin, you know, one year, we juma. But, we are, we say, we are, nipe biyan, wa bravo, e dani si de, oh, Jin. Just say, we in 2-1. But say, I'm passe, oh, Jin, sada, oh, sorry, oh, Jin, we now, pese, oh, yeah, na, oh, Jin, e affecting oh, decisions, oh, movement, allocation of resources, oh, time, oh, seeker, you invest into it. So, a man becomes what he thinks. What is concentrated in your life is what you become. Yeah. If you start thinking sick, I say miyari, and check, better off. You just start thinking, you let the weather start advising you that you are sick. You will be sick right now because you start thinking it.
A research was done. A certain woman went to the hospital. The doctor didn't give her medicine. The doctor just took empty syringe. And you have a panier, and sorry, and a chin su kekekun. And this only one. Or this only one, no mammy no turn. I didn't hear. And I said, mammy no, ni abon ya reni, eh, na dream. Ya one, no, eh, ni say, ya one you drew. It's all coffee, no, ni say, ni humbe tommy. So, sha say, so, jini say, oh, mi humbe tommy. She said, doctor, I won't be drew. It's mi humbe tommy. That positive thought, eh, mammy no turn. Meanwhile, drew near the one, it was just a test.
Yeah, man, in shock again. Anyway, if I say, I should say, agenity me affecting human body, and agenity affecting their body as he thinketh in his heart. So is he. Clap your two hands for that. If you think your marriage will break, this marriage here, Andrew Bebia, this marriage here, Andrew Bebia, let me announce to you, start preparing. Start preparing. Because your thoughts is a manufacturing plant where all the things that happen in your life are being manufactured. It's in your thought. This fan is from somebody's thought. Everything you see is in your thought. This chair, somebody sat down and thought about it. And said, let me do this. Everything, this microphone is the product of someone's thought. This light you see is a product of someone's thought. Whatever you see around is a product. In fact, the arrangement of this church is a product of somebody's thought. The way this stage looks like is a product of somebody's thought. I told the mason that, do it like this. I want to climb here and climb there. I want to be able to do it like, it's a thought. Everything you see in life first existed in somebody's mind. So it is as possible as it is in your mind. If it's not there, it will not be here at all. That has happened by accident. Receive the spirit of Caleb. Say it is possible. Say my dreams are possible. Say my prayers are possible. Say the prophecy over my destiny is possible. Say the word of God over my life is possible. Say whatever God has told me, I believe it is possible. I have the spirit of possibility. I believe it is possible. Nothing is impossible with me. Nothing is impossible for me. As God has said it, I'll become it. As I have dreamt about it, I'll become it. As I have imagined it in my heart, I'll become it. As I am planning it, I'll become it. If you can say it, it will happen. Start saying it with your mind. Start saying it with your mouth as well. Start saying it. Joshua 14, verse 10. Now this same Caleb, look at Joshua 14, verse 10. Hey, change the version for me. That will help them. Change the version for me. That will help them. Now look at this same Caleb. And by this time, they have entered into Canaan. They have stayed there for many years. After the time he was speaking, the first verse that I gave you, 13:23, that one, he was 40 years old. And this one, he is 45 years old. 45 added years. So, how many years will he be by now? 85. After the time he went to spy the land, he was 40. And now he has added 45 years. Now he's on the land for a long time. And now look at it. Everybody, make sure that you are alert. We are coming to pray. Joshua 14, verse 10. I want to read with everyone. One, go, read. Behold, the Lord has kept me alive, as he said, these 45 years, ever since the Lord spoke this word to Moses, while Israel wandered in the wilderness. And now, here I am, this day, 85 years old. Go on. Go on. As yet, I am as strong this day as on the day that Moses sent me. Just as my strength was then, so now is my strength for war, both for going out and for coming in. Wow. Look at how an old man is thinking. He said, my strength is the same. How can you say your strength is the same? Realistically, 40 years and 85, do they have the same strength? Come on. Realistically, it's not like that. But he was living in the land of possibilities. And then he told Joshua something. He said, Moses promised me that I will get a portion on this land because I defended him. So I am ready. You see, I'm old man, but I'm ready to go and fight. I'm ready for war. I want to fight against the enemies and take that portion, that mountain. I'll take it. Joshua said, hey, you are old man. He said, I am able. I am as strong as when I was 40. Yes, even though now I'm 85. If you don't have a possibility mentality, you can't talk like that. You would have said, oh, now, dear, I am so old. Let me tell my children to come and fight the battle I couldn't fight. May you not pass any battle back to your children. May you finish every battle so that your children will come and enjoy rest. Did you hear what I said? Because any battle you fail, don't think it has ended though. It will be sent down to your children. Yes. What my father couldn't finish is what God has brought me to be doing. Don't think that Abraham was the first person God sent to Canaan. No. Well, read. Abraham's father, Terah, he was the first person who decided that he's going to Canaan. And he died on the way to Canaan. And then God came and called Abraham and said, listen, you, I'm sending you to Canaan. That means I am sending you to where your father was going. I sent your father there. He could not finish. I'm sending you there. So the journey to Canaan was not Abraham's original, just excluded destiny. It was a handed over destiny from father to son. A lot of you, what you are supposed to become, actually your father was supposed to become, or your mother was supposed to become. God called families and he gave them vocations and gave them skills and gifts and talent to help mankind. So there's a family of doctors. There's a family of footballers. Like father, like son. That's why there's something like father, like son. Like daughter, like mother. Are you getting what I'm saying? So a lot of us, our assignments are connected to what our parents were supposed to achieve. That they couldn't. As a lot of you, your mother wanted to be nurse. She couldn't say, oh, change your awareness. Said, I mean, my now be a lawyer. It's because originally, a person here lawyer and went to me. But I pray for you that you will not pass any unfinished battle to your children. If you think there is something your father's out that is fighting you, you better finish it. Oh, finish it in your time. You better finish it in your time before your children grow up. Otherwise, they are coming to fight it. The same thing. If it's marriage issue, they will also get the same portion. It doesn't matter who you marry. You can marry the archbishop. If you must divorce like your mother, you divorce. Oh, it's true. There's one woman of God that I know who got married to a pastor. She married for 10 years. She divorced. She grew up as an Assemblies of God young lady. Like fervent, vibrant, prayer warrior. It's not like Vitro Mojo Christianity, better one. But her mother never married, her grandmother never married, her great dad, like nobody sat in marriage. No, nobody. Nobody can marry and stay there. And this lady successfully married a pastor from their church. 10 years into the marriage collapsed. They ended up in court, separated. Somebody who loved God married a pastor who also loved God. It still happened. It still happened. And she has managed to poison all the children against their father. So all the children hate men and hate pastors. But what the woman doesn't know is that she's preparing the children to also, because she gave birth to only girls too. So she's preparing them to also struggle. They may never marry. And the one who marries because of a chance of beauty will end up breaking because their minds have been programmed against men. I get what I'm saying. So if you don't take it, it will go from family, it will go from generation to generation. So don't joke with what I'm saying. Caleb said, I will not leave this battle for my children. I'm 85 years, but I'm strong as when I was 40. I will fight. Tell somebody it is possible. It is possible. Don't be afraid. If you are clapping, do that better. It's possible. It's possible. The same thing was said of Jonathan. 1 Samuel chapter 14, verse 6 to 7. Israel had been captured. They are in siege. They were afraid because the enemies were going to fight them. And they were afraid of the enemies, the Philistines. They were afraid of them. And Saul and the people were all hiding. And Jonathan told his armor bearer, his helper. He told him, and Jonathan said to the young man who bore his armor, come, let us go over to the garrison of those uncircumcised. It may be that the Lord will work for us. The Lord will help us.
For nothing stops the Lord from saving with many or with few. Many refers to the army. The army are afraid. They can't fight. But only you and I, let's go and dare. Let's try. Say possibility mentality. Truly, to when he dared with only, they killed many Philistines. And the Philistines fled away. They thought the whole army were there, but only two people. If you can think it, you can take it. I hear what I'm saying. If you can think it, you can take it. When you go to a biscuit shelf, before you pick a biscuit, don't you think? You look at all the biscuits and the wrappers. Then something tells you that Greenway said the F and a bear there. We said the chocolate is shame fin fin. A bear fine. So you start thinking, then you decide, say, Mamin fat way. Then now your hands are empowered to stretch and pick it. So in life, as you think it, you take it. If you can't think it, you can't take it. It's as simple as that. Amen. Finally, is David. 1 Samuel 17, 26. David. David also came to the scene. And David saw Goliath. Everybody was running away from Goliath. Everybody, including Saul, the tallest man on the land, saw a giant and fled. Everybody was running away. Everybody, Jonathan, everybody, nobody dead. Then this little guy came. Then when he came, he heard the same things they heard. The same bad things. The same threats that Goliath gave them, that they fled. He heard all those things. Then he asked the people, what would the king give to the one who is able to kill this man? You should rather talk about how am I going to kill this man? He has bypassed how to kill the man. He's talking about his salary. That means that to him, this dead dog is already dead. This is a dead dog. What they were seeing as a giant, he saw it as a dead dog. So he was now negotiating for salary. It's like people are afraid of, hey, 80 years, I'm saying, Listen. You are already in that shop. You are already there. If you can think it, you are already there. You are already married. If you can think it. If you can think it. That problem is already solved. If you can think it. You can think it. Actually, this person can change. If you can think it. It's possible. There's nothing impossible with God. Clap your hands for that. And then, the final point for today. The other spirit of Caleb. Is that Caleb had the spirit of warfare. The same Joshua 14:10. He said, I am as strong today as I was 45 years ago. At 85, I am ready for war. Just give me the go ahead, Joshua. You are the leader. Give me the go ahead. I want to fight with these people and take the mountain. Because Moses promised me. And I am as strong as when I was 40 years. How can an 85 years be talking about war? I'm going to war. I'm going to war. I'm as strong as when I was 40 years. That means that he had the spirit of warfare. He was ready to fight for what belongs to him. Listen, God told him he will go to Canaan. He has come. And Moses said, because you defended me and helped us to come to Canaan, so I will give you a special place in Canaan. I'll give you the mountain. And you see, people who take mountains, they have other blessings. Though. Because in the mountain, they are able to discover certain minerals in the rocks. devil to break the rocks and sell. So in Accra here, if you buy a mountainous area, you don't buy stones. You just use those things they used to break, and they break the stones, and the stones to use for your construction is just there. Even if you don't want to use the stones for your own construction, you can turn it into a business. Get people and they'll just be breaking the stones and selling. So to be given a mountain is like you've been given a treasure. I hear what I'm saying. And Moses said, you deserve it because you have a good spirit, a faithful spirit. And so I am giving you the mountain. But guess what? When he came to the land, the mountain was occupied by certain people. And those people, they said they will not go. Even though you people have come here, that God said, this is it, we are not going. And for 45 years, they were not occupying their original place that they were given. They delayed for 45 years until Caleb said, enough is enough. I am ready to fight. I won't leave it for my children. I will fight these people and kick them out so that the mountain, as Moses said, will happen. Listen, some of you must begin to say that, as Pastor said, I must fight to make it happen. Some of you must begin to say that, as the prophet said, I'll fight to make it happen. Some of you must begin to say that, as God said, say the nyame edi na nwa kano, make jen nyame yin yin ama na bimu, sa di shiya me shiya ama na bimu, sa abra papa me livya ama na bimu, sa susu ame ye na me simi da yes ha prudama na bimu. Like, you must be determined to fight. Some of you don't have a fighting spirit. E juma ka unti mi shiya, because ebe shima wa ye, ububefu, unti mi, you don't have a fighting spirit. You have stopped. Meanwhile, this place was like somewhere that your blessing is. This person is your blessing. A little skirmish is no. You have given up. You have just given up on the person or on the place. Meanwhile, you know that this is really your blessing. Tell somebody, have a fighting spirit. Listen, there is nothing good that is not worth fighting for. And there is nothing good that comes on a silver platter. At the pape bien no way be shame unsim. Ye kuhu. At the pape bien me see ye den ye kuhu. At the pape bien no way be shame unsim. So also be ampe. And I will call to swa. Not as obi ampe. And your papa. As the umpe trouble are my oba and hun yefe. And their own kumen kum. My father, there will be a friend is in our booth. Am I speaking something? There is nothing good that is on the ground. That gentleman that you think that you have got a gentleman, you have got a fine gentleman, educated, TikTok, whatever. And now open the way, who know? In conform, no jollof. They say, I mean, who can say, jollof, busy, jazz, who be no jollof for the best we palace bow, or maybe the palace bow. Those days, you say palace bow, no, or there are two way, what's your call our day, or the call of man. What's the animal now? You didn't call me, you didn't call me, so I'm not call you. Have a fighting spirit. Otherwise, and now no one will obey be no obey if you don't have a fighting spirit. Because it's a man who doesn't see me, man. Yeah, all over the world. Ya womba in Colatea. In meme womb ye be too. Yeah. Eteno. Imbano naturally omudoso. Because of say the ima seed
sperm seed nit here and a mema sperm seed nit here no e mema ni wu fast e ma no mo sperm seed ni eche it is a koshewa 3 days crana egg be drop pe ono beba it is mema no omu dwane bat omu wu ntem jansa na egg ni be drop no onu wu dada na kan ma ni nko a wo be wu ma 1000. Amen. Hallelujah. Yeah. You know, be a fighting person. You must fight. How to fight to go to school. Yes, Namine boy, man. It's to me, detroit roommate for years. And the Gadaska go to school. Yes. Have a fighting enemy to ask graduate. But I have a story. You are not ready to fight. What is there? Kaze, Namibe, you know, Asa. Yabe, Sawun comes there. To quaint Asa. Shah! Dana ye share on come no sada no ye how sada no any how won't play say say ye bobo ti na mema bibran ba sorry no shetan ma mo ba sorry because any ye bobo in ba pay us dem mo bobo me ba listen when hu bo aye bo a obi ye ma obi pass na nko for attack no ye ma ne pass ye ma o pass a camera ni po mouse true or not true spectators no mo show who goalkeeper bomb ba oso a come on, the mouse. Spectators, no, omeni chef be a born war. So in life and in the realm of the spirit, it is when something about you is being spoken that the devil gets enough information about you to attack you. Also, the open say you be building a say on God. Accurate. Then the devil say, fine. What was the bizarre that I've been no more demon. Because yes, they've also gotten in we are playing the AI high intelligence. There are more information. There's Nanka almost stars and say, I can't we obey any packets here, but we need the real thing. Nanka won't call Jesus. They didn't know how. So obey any packets here, me who star. Yes, we want a formula answer. They have lost all humanity. So communi man komu inkuno. How many man trespass nasi? Just that they saw that he's a big man. That's how the devil when he read your stars through witchcraft, see they read your stars. They can tell say abofra we nyonyamu. But how many man chile specifics? But that na mi be biye many ano be biyo biye ni obe kachira ono. Sa that wa dum bonsam no wa tamfu ni na. Oso no eno na ope. I sorry sa na ope. Eti de biya yeshi on komzo ti biya wote. I was a sorry, and your teachings so mudie die more prosper and you dig die so mudie who there for any share sorry teachings our Ghana share lighthouse ICGC presby the sorry teachings now compare prophetic church debi dey you cha omo come na hwee mo so omo mo watch omo dey no go cause omo no pray for me. There be a show comes up with some information. Amen. Catch another two says, you are the Oye. Clap your two hands. Rise up to your feet. We are going to pray. The spirit of warfare and the empire. So as I said, the spirit of warfare is prayer. The spirit of warfare. You can say, you have to war. It means that you have to pray. First Timothy, Paul told Timothy, said concerning the prophecies that have gone ahead of you, search it for me. Concerning the prophecies that have gone ahead of you, you shall make a good warfare. I say, son, come, sir, ya katu sunti, and in dia prayer prayer. I saw the one come, say, dia prayer prayer. And then you may, oh, the one come, say, dia prayer prayer. You're coming to pray every dream you have. Every good thing in your mind, every plan, whatever you say you will do, whatever God said you will do in your life, you must pray, fight. Have the spirit of Caleb. If you must learn, you must learn. If you must be an apprentice, you must go and do it. Whatever, if I'm humble yourself so you'll be married. Whatever you must do, lift up your two hands.
Beloved, thank you for listening to this message by Reverend Prince Lai. If you have been blessed by this message and have not surrendered your life to Jesus Christ, kindly say this prayer after me. Lord Jesus, I believe you are the Son of God. I believe you died that I may live. Please forgive me and wash me with your blood. I believe I am a child of God. Thank you for saving me. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. If you have said this prayer, know that your sins have been forgiven and you are now a new creation. We invite you to worship with us on Sundays at Odoko, adjacent Best Point Savings and Loan, Odoko Market. For more information, please call 0543-248-982 or 0241-372-895. God richly bless you.